What child is this who laid to rest in Mary's lap is sleeping? So the English folk carol goes. Mary and Joseph wonder about what the future will bring for this child. Who knows, as with any child that is born into the world, who is able to recognise the full potential of this child in her lap? When we read the Christmas stories, there are some characters who do know the child and know all that will come to him. Although the scriptures do not tell us that there was an ox and an ass in the place where Jesus was laid, we can make a quite proper assumption that the fact that he was laid in the manger, the eating trough, meant that livestock would have been present. But the presence of the ox and the donkey in the Christmas tableau is much more than mere decoration. The beginning of the prophecy of Isaiah tells us that the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not understand. So the presence of the cattle is no coincidence. These are the creatures that truly know who the newborn child is. The Magi who are journeying also seek a newborn child, who is to be the king of the Jews. Their voyage takes them to the palace of the king, but this is a malicious king who does not desire the liberation of Israel, but seeks to destroy the newborn. The Magi use their gift of natural reason and science to bring them to the child, following the stellar arrangements. And when they meet the child and his mother, they do him homage and present three gifts, that of gold, frankincense and myrrh, to honour him. Gold for a king, frankincense for a priest, and myrrh for suffering, all of which the child would embrace in his life. But there's another character in the story who knows of the child and the significance of it. The star that led the wise men to Bethlehem delights in itself. It shines for all to see, and in its shining it calls to all people, "Here is your king, the child who will save you from your sins." The star delights in its very nature and calls people to see the revelation of God. It's interesting that the dumb animals, the star and the strangers are the ones who recognise the reality of this newborn child. So what about us? Do we see the reality of God with us? The good news, which was first manifested to Israel, as the prophecy of Isaiah tells us, was then made known to all peoples in Christ. The mystery of God's presence among us is a shining radiance that enables all to walk by the light. But this has to be done by God's initiative and leadership. We have to let go of our own instinct and be led by the light of God in many various and unknown ways. The path God led the Magi by was not a straight road with good directions, but a meandering path of slow revelation and understanding. You could say that we are the Magi of today's world. We have to allow ourselves to be guided by a God whose light is often manifested in unexpected persons and in unexplained ways. We have to use our natural reason, along with the sciences and divine revelation, to mark the path to the Holy One. We are searching for that newborn child. We should be willing to surrender our plans and expectations to His will, and so we will make Him known to an unbelieving world. We can hardly expect a star to deliver us to our unknown destination in this life, but this does not mean that God is absent from our journey. We need to look beyond ourselves to see God in the good of others, in their words and examples of holiness. Today's feast is about revelation, of showing Christ to the nations, so the salvation of God will shine through the entire world. That task is now ours. It is proper to the Church. We need to recognise the Christ child as the King of creation and do him homage. By the surrender of our will to the divine and walking confidently in the light of the newborn, when we do this, and when we offer ourselves and our gifts, whatever they may be, to the one who lies in the manger, this means we recognise who the child is, like the star, like the ox, and like the donkey. He is God with us. He is the light of the world.